Why is the Affordable Care Act, the 2010 health care bill, bad for Texas, bad enough to take all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Well, it is bad for Texas, for Texans, their pocketbooks. In this case, Congress had no authority to impose the individual mandate. For the first time in American history, it forces Americans to go out and purchase a product whether they want to or not.
49 of 50 states require auto liability insurance.
Auto insurance is different than the United States government compelling you to purchase health insurance. States don't compel everyone to purchase auto insurance. There are millions of people who live in Manhattan who will never drive a car. Those people aren't required to purchase auto insurance. With regard to health care, even people who choose not to go to a hospital or go to a doctor, they are nevertheless required to purchase health care insurance whether they want to or not. What this lawsuit is really all about is trying to ensure that we protect the Constitution from it being trampled by the United States Congress by passing a law that it doesn't have the power to pass.
Okay, the Supreme Court rules shortly, and having been actually in the courtroom for most of the arguments, what's your prediction?
It sure seems like they are going to agree with Texas that the law should be stricken down as unconstitutional. However, you cannot always take to the bank comments made from the bench during oral arguments. If you measure what happened in the courtroom, Texas clearly won the day, and we just hope the justices agree to vote the way they spoke in the courtroom.
Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. On the other side of the fence is Ann Dunkelberg, healthcare expert and associate director of the Center for Public Policy Priorities in Austin. Why is the Affordable Care Act, the 2010 healthcare bill, good for Texas?
Texas has the highest percentage of uninsured residents in the entire country, and also the highest percentage of uninsured kids. We also have the unpleasant distinction of being the place where healthcare premiums, insurance premiums, are growing at the fastest rate in the country. The health reform law, imperfect as it is, offers the first major step forward to making affordable, good health care coverage available to every U.S. citizen, regardless of their income level.
The constitutionality of the individual mandate. You're a health care policy expert, but maybe put on a legal hat?
The individual mandate is not an end. It wasn't a goal of health reform. It was something that is put in there really at the request of the health insurance industry, because if they're going to operate in a new world where they can no longer turn anybody down because of their health history and pre-existing conditions, and where they can't charge people more because they're sick, they want to make sure all the healthy people are in the pool too, not just the sick people. And again, you have to remember, we're not talking about people who already have insurance. We're talking about the percentage of Americans and Texans who aren't covered today.
Looking at the Supreme Court case, what is your prediction? What do you think they'll do?
I'm inclined to think that plucking out the individual mandate might be the most likely outcome, but I would not claim any expertise to justify that.